having you down here, and it's a great honor for me. I'm still just old fashioned. I can't help it. I don't want to help it. And it's always been a joy. It ain't always been a flower bed of roses, let me tell you, but it's always been joy. Why? Amen. Because Jesus was with me.
Amen.
And when I started, you're talking about old-fashioned, when I started preaching, I was called to an old-time church back yonder in the mountains, and there was older people there, and they was good to me. And when I get there on Sunday morning, but most of the time, if it wasn't raining, there's a big hickory and a big oak tree standing down next to the road, and the church is on the hill. And you'd find a bunch of older women, and they was down there praying for their neighbors and boys maybe in the army, or boys in trouble. It didn't matter. They was carrying a burden for them.
Yeah.
And it seemed like them days has gone by. Yeah, but we're still on our journey. Again, yeah. I say it's a great honor to be here tonight. And don't expect very much from me, because after these boys have preached and sung, and I feel like I can't do nothing. But I'd rather be doing something is not being doing nothing. So, and I'm proud to be their pastor. And they sung and got me in the mood to sing, and I can't sing, and my kids' words or might not even have the tune, but I feel like sing a song. I've been tempted by the tempter since I got on this highway. I've seen so many people yield to sin and fall away. But Jesus said, I'll make the way, no harm shall come to you. Thank God for the Holy Ghost that dwells in my heart so true. He's real, I know he's real, I can feel him in my soul.
Amen.
He's real, oh yes, he's real, for he once made me whole. No power on earth can conquer us if we live good and true. For the Savior who created us will lead us safely through.
Amen.
When Paul and Silas were thrown in jail by the hand of mortal man, they worried not who deliver them, they were on the Savior's hand. They prayed a prayer of faith that night, God's power took
right.
That way. The same God who delivered them will do the same today. He's real, I know he's real, I can feel him in my soul. He's real, oh yes, he's real, for he once made me whole. No power on earth can conquer us if we live good and true. For the Savior who created us will lead us safely through. I have stood and watched the raindrops fall to the earth to cool the day. I've seen the shiny rainbow drive the stormy clouds away. There was a storm within my life, the way was dark and drear. I met a man called Jesus, now the way is bright and clear.
Amen.
He's real, I know he's real, I can feel him in my soul. He's real, oh yes, he's real, for he once made me whole. No power on earth can conquer us if we live it true. For the Savior who created us will lead us safely through. Amen. I'm glad that I know that I can feel. I know I'll take somebody else's word for it, but I can feel him all over me. Whenever I pray and everything is good, he's a blessing me. I don't have to go down and ask the neighbor about it, but I can feel him all over me.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have nothing new to bring to you tonight. If I did, you wouldn't want to hear it, because the gospel's been preached down through the ceaseless ages.
Yeah.
So tonight, I don't have nothing new. But anyway, tonight if you turn to your Bibles to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, well, I don't know how much reading we'll do, but we'll be reading just a little bit. Very familiar scripture, 10th chapter of the book of Romans. It said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and praying to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they have gone about, for they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and gone about to establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the law, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes." Now, tonight we read about the Apostle Paul, and he said his heart's desire, I wish that Israel might be saved. What a desire that God put down in his heart whenever he got acquainted with the one man on high. I deformed himself. A desire that wouldn't slow down. I wouldn't back up. Brother, my heart's desire is in praying tonight for you and your church. Me and my church and every body across this nation. That their loved ones will be saved before the great and coming day of the Lord. Brother, listen, Paul said that they have gone about and establishing their own righteousness. They ain't no wonder that this world is in the shape it's in because men's righteousness is as filthy rags. Whenever the glory comes down, steadfast and unmovable, brother, listen, he has a desire that won't slow down. Brother, listen, I read the Bible said yonder in the book of Hebrews, of 6th chapter, the 19th verse, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sheer and steadfast. Brother, listen, whenever when the Lord saved us, we let down our anchor of faith, and it's been holding us steady all down across the uneven journeys of life.
That's right.
Both sheer and steadfast. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight that many of a thousand have gone about and have not submitted themselves under the righteousness of God. Brother, listen, if you want to be happy and contentment inside, put your trust and put your faith in Jesus. Brother, let down your anchor in Jesus, and He will hold you a steady all the way to the portals of glory.
Amen.
Listen, I'd rather be with Jesus than anywhere that I know. I'd rather tonight to be walking hand in hand. You talk about the storm of life. We see the storm coming off the ocean in the Florida. Brother, listen, and they ain't nothing seem like I could stop that storm. They're boarding up and they're leaving. Brother, listen, whenever the storm of life is driven with furious wind, brother, listen, to take you out in the place in the place of sin. Brother, listen, whenever we have the air anchor
settled down, steadfast, and not mobile, where we can stand against the storms of life.
That's right. Amen.
Listen.
Yes.
Now listen. But Paul went on to say in 8th verse, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the words of faith by which we preach. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth by the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Brother, there's no other name under heaven whereby a man can be saved except through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, listen, I'm not ashamed to claim his name. I'm not afraid to claim his name because the hope lies in the blood and that of the Lamb.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Good preaching.
Listen. There was a man. The Bible said, and he was Elijah. A great man in God. But he had a friend. And his name was Elijah. And they was traveling down the road together. And Elijah said, unto Elijah, he said, tarry here. I pray the Lord is sending me down to Bethel. Elisha said, now you talk about a desire to travel with John. Brother, he said, as my thine soul liveth and my Lord liveth, I will not leave you. And they went on together. Difference of times they went down to Bethel. And there, Elijah said, the Lord is sending me down to Jericho. And on to Jordan, Elisha said, as the Lord liveth and my soul liveth, I will not leave you. Brother, you talk about a desire. Listen, going in God's righteousness. I'm submitting yourself under the righteousness of God. Brother, listen. Come on, brother. Jesus is waiting. I steadfast and unmoved. Brother, listen. I will submit yourself unto Him. Praise the Lamb of God. Being steadfast and unmovable.
The Lord just mentioned something in his heart, Lord. He may be struggling with something, Lord. And I pray, Lord, and see you there.